Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tigers, 5-4 winners today, opening day. Let's hope that the Wings can keep this thing going, make this a real April in the D. Got the draft coming up later on in the month, so this is fun.
And the Pistons season will be over soon.
Yes. Way to find a positive. Way to find a positive.
It's a beautiful April.
Yes.
You know what, Rico? Let me ask Stoney a question. I don't know where you were downtown on Comerica Park, where it is, but did you have any issues with things being shut down because they're preparing for the draft?
Not today. Yesterday I did. I went down to go try to get my credential early, and I came in a different way, and all of a sudden this street was blocked, and this street was blocked. It's they're getting ready for it. But I drove down this morning at around, 8:45, 9 o'clock, and the lodge to Grand River across the fish, it was fine. I expected a lot of opening day traffic, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about today. No. Yeah,
I think that after opening day, David, now they're gonna start shutting that stuff down.
But yeah, starting Monday, so, I saw there's a lot more streets.
Yeah, because it was gonna be a headache. But yeah, just playing early. Oh, and by the way, Friday staple. Who said it? We're gonna do it today. It's gonna be a little bit later on in the show. But Roberto will have Who Said It. Stoney's going to sit in, see if he can get the guesses. But right now, we want to know your biggest surprises or biggest surprise for this season for the Tigers, who are sitting there at 6-1. They're in first place in their division. They're doing everything that I asked them to do, go out and beat the bad teams. I said, hey, 7-4 in the first 11 games. Right now, they're at 6-1. Talking to David pre-show, he was like, can you, change the expectations? You absolutely can change expectations, David, but I'm not going to move the bar. If they still finish 7-4 but lose a couple of games in a row, that's baseball. That happens.
Right.
And the Pirates aren't slouches. We thought it was going to be like, oh, they're going to be like Oakland, just a team. Because I figured Oakland's going to come in and show their belly. They don't have a home. They're playing in a minor league ballpark.
They're probably better off being on the road right now.
They're like, so you guys get fans in the stands all the time? are allowed to come and watch you play?
It is amazing just looking at that lineup for the A's, and their DH didn't even play last year.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They don't even care.
No, they don't. They're going to Sacramento to play at a minor league ballpark. But I give them credit. They came and they played the guys they had.
And as much as we sit there and say, they're beating up on an awful team, these guys are Major League Baseball players. Now, some of them, if they were in different organizations, would be in AAA, but they're still pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the phone calls. Truman, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Rico?
Hey, man.
Sony.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about the Tigers win for sure. 6-1 feels like a lifetime ago they've done that. But what I was saying earlier when I was getting screened was, Gio Urshela to me is like the star signing. I don't want to say star because that kind of sounds like he's not a star, but I feel like he's been like our star third baseman so far, and I feel like he should be our starter at that position going forward. Just because how well he is with the timely hits, especially today. I mean, we gave up the 3-run lead and then gave up the 1-run lead. And then he in the bottom of the eighth hits the nice double. into the gap.
Yeah, don't forget he's still coming off that injury and things like that. So I wouldn't expect him to play every game. So they're going to be careful with him.
Oh, yeah, they'll definitely be careful with him. But, you know, like, if he can stay healthy and get, like, fully healthy, I don't see why he couldn't be our everyday third baseman or mostly everyday. I like you guys said, you call it a Frankenstein, and it really is.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm hoping that he just takes a job over. Appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, I mean, he's got the timely hits, including he's got 6 hits so far, including the game-winning hit today. Tigers win 5-4. It just feels weird because normally, man, April is just – you're feeling desperate. Like, guys, can we get to 500? At this point, win as many games as you can over the next 2 series.
Yeah.
3 series that you have. Because now looking at the Minnesota series, that's another winnable series. Okay. Now you start padding this thing. You get to – because to me, Stoney, the end of April – because I'm not doing the whole Sparky 40 games thing.
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How we are going into May 1st is going to let me know what I need to think about this team.
Pretty much.
The further north you are from 500, the better I'm going
to
feel about
this team.
Because
they're going to start to play some better teams in the divisions.
Which is why I'm okay that they are having to scratch out runs right now. That they got to lean on the bullpen. That they got to lean on starting pitching. Because I do think eventually the bats will heat up.
Yes.
But you're finding ways to get it done. So that when you play the Yankees, when you play the tougher teams, you know how to win.
Yes.
And right now, like it or not, folks, this team is learning how to win. The scrappy games, the extra inning games, that's a good thing. I know it's a frustrating thing, but trust me, come June and July and August, you're going to appreciate the fact that they went through this struggle now. And not the greatest of weather, but they got it done. 248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts before we go back to the phone call.
My biggest surprise is that the Tigers aren't 7-0. G-Man from Macomb. I mean, they were in that second of the second game last night until the ninth inning.
Yeah, Fieto had a really good pitch that Alonso golfed out. It was a pitch was out of the strike zone.
He's just amazing. Yeah. He's just that kind of type of player.
Right, he's a great power hitter.
He's great. Surprised how young and fast this team is. Speed in the arm, speed on the base path. Athleticism is being seen in all aspects of the game. That is a surprise. Mark Canha has been a pretty solid bat so far, and that is my surprise.
Yeah, I was surprised that he's been playing a little bit of DH, too. And, you know, he had the home run tonight, this afternoon, which is, I believe, his second of the season. And he's one of those guys, you know, his batting average, if you care about that, is .238. But his OBP is .429, which exactly is why they got him. They said he can work the counts, get on base. So, you know, he's got an OPS of... 1.000 right now. And that, you know, look, it's early to even get into the numbers thing. By the way, I do want to give a shout out. Somebody who had a great performance today, Penei Sewell. The first pitch was not embarrassing. It was perfect, actually.
Yeah, I was looking for some golf chance, though.
Yes. Oh, please.
Don't.
And some of Rico's boys, I just saw a video of Debo and Warner threw out simultaneously the first pitches for the Giants game. And they weren't as good as Sewell. But those guys won the game when it had to be made. Had to be won, I should say.
But it bounced off of Vildor's face mask. 248-539-9797. Nate, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, mate.
Hey, so I'm going to echo you guys in just the bullpen. How tremendous they're playing, but really, really what I wanted to weigh in on or get your guys' opinion was when I found out Chafin was coming back, I was just super excited. And I don't know, I could feel his disappointment when he got yanked in the ninth today. He wasn't happy. But I don't know. I've always had a really, like, a soft spot in my heart for him. I think he's a great pitcher. I don't know. Would he be better as a starter?
No. He's perfect as he is. A lefty facing a lot of lefties. And I wouldn't use the word great. He does look like Todd Jones' younger brother. But he walked two guys.
Right. I mean, I'm sure he wanted to finish the game out, but be angry at yourself.
I know. You could see it on his face. He walked into the dugout. I mean, he was just ticked.
By the way, speaking of ticked, thanks for the call, Nate. Did you see Scooble in that dugout? How pissed he was at himself?
Yeah.
I mean, you like that fire. You got to love that fire.
You do. Just, pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything stupid and injure yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whoa. Just be back for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
We got Who Said It coming up in the next hour. Michael Stone in for Mike Valeni. Stoney, you brought up an interesting question. I kind of want to touch upon it in the next hour.
Okay.
Opening day was today.
Yes.
What's a bigger day here in Detroit? Opening day or the Thanksgiving Day game? I want to explore that when we come back. 248-539-9797. Opening day or Thanksgiving Day? We'll get to that and Who Said It next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.